All right. My name is Seth. I work for Microsoft. I work on Channel 9. Has anyone ever watched Channel 9 for Microsoft? You should watch it. It's really good stuff, especially when I'm not on it. And so make sure you watch it. I used to work for DevExpress, and DevExpress has a lot of developers in Russia. So I got to learn some Russian. So I know how to say things like «Здравствуйте», «Как дела», «Сколько у вас бабла», stuff like that, right? I mean, just important stuff. I'm going to talk about Azure App Service, and I'm going to try to build an app for you so you can get a sense for how this stuff works. My name is Seth. If you want to follow me on Twitter, and this is my email. Next week, I'll be at Build. If you want to tune into Channel 9 Live, you get to see me at Build. If you have any questions, always ask me via Twitter, or you can go to my email. All right, so here's the interesting thing. Hopefully this works. Uh-oh. Oh, man. When we're talking about building applications, how many software developers do we have here? Everyone? Oh, man, there's like two. What does everybody else do? Oh, that's interesting. I don't do anything either sometimes, and so that's the thing about software, or the thing about computers, the thing about building stuff is that we really just want to make our customers' lives better, right? We just want to make our customers' lives better. That's all we want to do. There's really nothing else that's important to us, and if there is something else that's important to you, you'll probably go out of business soon. And so the thing about technology is it allows us to help our customers a lot better. And the way we do that is by making sure that our employees can help our customers. All right? And then the second thing is, in order to do that, sometimes we need to change our business a little bit. And then we need to make sure that our customers want what we build. Everyone builds something, right? And so that's the beauty of some of this stuff that we're going to talk about. Because everything in the middle has to do with software, has to do with computers, right? And that's the beauty of these things. And the thing about it is, building software is hard. I'm a software engineer by trade, and so I don't like playing with computers. I know that sounds weird, but I don't like having to build a server. Do you guys like doing that? I mean, I don't. If I want to build a program and put it out, I don't like building it. It takes a long time, and sometimes you can get it wrong. And so the cool thing about some of the stuff that we're doing on Azure is it allows you to sort of forget about that kind of thing. All right, so the problem with building applications or building software with our own infrastructure is whenever you get a peak, say right here, say you're using your computer and all of a sudden you get really popular and all of a sudden everything peaks at a certain time of year, that means if your infrastructure doesn't work, you have to buy more machines. And it's very expensive. And then you gotta hook them up to the internet. And so the problem with computing the way we do it with our own infrastructure is that you have to adjust for these peaks. But then all of the other times, your computers are just sitting around doing nothing, right? And computers, they don't complain. You can make them work all day and they're happy. They just suck power. But if they're sucking power doing nothing, that's not really a good use of their time. For Azure, or for when you're doing stuff on the cloud, this is how it works. So for example, when you're looking at building a website, you can set an Azure a web app to scale to another machine if it hits over a certain amount of CPU time. And so automatically they just start replicating. So imagine you get a huge onslaught of people, you can handle those. And this is what this looks like. So when you build your first website, and by the way, the website I'm going to build today for you guys, it's actually live, and so you can see it. It's a cat website, because that's what the internet's for. It's to make cat websites. And so I'll show you that. You can actually go to it. It's live, and so it's not like I'm not faking it or anything. This is a real website. The thing about my cat website is one day everyone's going to want to see it. Not really, just me and maybe my kids and my mom. and so what happens when people start to look at it? Well, it'd be nice if you didn't have to buy another machine and set it up and go about your way. Instead, it'd be nice if it just replicates. And then what if one day someone in the news tweets about my kitty website? right? It'd be nice if it could just scale automatically. Instead of you having to build another machine, instead of you having to go out and source all the parts and make sure it works and handle the failures, because disk drives fail all the time and handle the data. It's just a pain. And so that's the beauty of an Azure app. It allows you to sort of scale up and down whenever things get popular, whenever things don't get popular, without you having to build more machines. The other thing is, what if your website goes down? Everyone wants to see your website. It looks kind of foolish as a business if one of your websites goes down. And so Azure automatically, if you use something called Traffic Manager, will split all of your websites across many geolocations. So if one goes down, it's okay. Just go to another machine. Right? And this isn't a machine that you had to set up. It's a machine that's just sort of there. I wish this thing worked. Here, let me try right here. Oh, it does work. Oh, that's embarrassing. The other thing that's important is, as a developer, when we're building apps to help our customers become better at stuff, it'd be nice if the whole process can be managed in a really nice way. So as a developer, when you're building stuff, it'd be neat to have a code repository. And so you've seen with TFS and with other things. Like, for example, the cool thing about Azure Websites is you can push something to Git, and Azure Websites will automatically pull that website right away. And so now you have this entire cycle. But here's another question. Well, what if I don't want to push my website right away because I want to make sure it's okay? You actually have slots inside of websites, like for a dev and a test and an environment, so that you can push a website to a slot, like a test slot, make sure it works, and then swap the slots. So now you have this entire process where you don't have to worry about all of this other stuff that we just don't want to worry about. We call it yak shaving. Have you heard that term here? Yak shaving is doing, you know, like that one day you had to fix a door in your house, but then the light went out, and so you had to go take the light out, but then the light socket broke, so you had to go to the store to get the light socket, right? What's the whole point of this? Well, you want to fix the door, but you're at the store buying a light socket. That's yak shaving. Doing everything that you don't want to do in order to get what you do want to do done. So what this does allows a lot of yak shaving to get taken away. But then the other question is this. What if I already have a lot of data, and what if I already have a lot of stuff that I've built and I don't want to throw it out because it's very expensive, right? It's very rare that you get to start on a project brand new. I mean, maybe you guys do, but in the United States, you always start with, they have this thing and you need to make it a little bit better. And so the cool thing about Azure App Service, or the thing about Azure, is that there is this thing called, well, there was this thing called BizTalk Services that allows you to talk to your legacy system. There's something even better now called Azure Logic Apps. So this is what there was before, and now there is this new thing which allows you to build stuff a little bit smarter. It's called Azure App Service, and there's four separate things that are involved with that. And so if you want to build a web app, it's really easy to do that. I'll show you how to do that. If you want to build a mobile app, there is a way to do that using Azure. This is the interesting one. I'll probably spend the most amount of time here. This is still in preview, and so if I do the demo and it breaks, it's okay. We're all okay. The thing about the Logic Apps is they're so interconnected and so interdependent that if one piece doesn't work, you just need to go in there and fix it, and I don't have time to do that during a demo, and so I might not be able to do that. And finally, API apps, which is just the sort of the smallest bit of functionality you could ever build. All right, so let's make something, because slides suck and nobody likes slides. All right, so the first thing I'm gonna do is I'm gonna open Visual Studio here. And if I make a mistake, you guys let me know where I made the mistake. So we're all gonna pair program. You guys do pair programming here? Except now it's like a couple hundred of us. So it's 100 programming together. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to recreate this website, this kitties website. How do you say kitties in Russian? That was too fast, guys. I mean, come on. So the first thing I need to do is I need to actually go to Azure to set this stuff up, because I need to have a place to store all of my kitties. What's the word again? Kodionak? That's cool. It felt like we were in Russia for a second. That's how good my Russian is, huh?
We are in Russia.
All right. This is really small. So I'm going to zoom in. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to make a new thing. Sorry about that craziness down there. Shh. Shh. It's okay. And I'm going to, let me zoom out. Why? This is so big. I need to make it smaller. Hold on. Let me fix my, can I fix my screen resolution without making the people back there mad? You guys okay with this? They don't care. All right, what should I do? 1280. What, 1280 by 720, is that work? Yeah, you okay with that? Okay, cross our fingers. Yes. Yes, I want to keep these changes. Is this better? Can we see better? Perfect. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a new storage location to save all of my stuff. Right? Because the kitties need to be available. And so one of the cool things about Azure is that I can store them in Azure Blob Storage, right? What's, how do you say kitties again in Russian? Godionak. All right. So Godionak. That's what we're going to call it, right? Because this is live, right? We want to do this live. And what we're going to do is we're going to create a new resource group called Godionki. No? K-O-D-T-Y. T-Y. All right. So very good. Thank you for the help. That's fantastic. I'm just going to... Sorry. Knock. I'm just going to call it that, okay? And if it's bad spelling, that's okay. Because the cool thing about Azure stuff is you can put everything into a resource group. It's kind of like a folder where you keep a bunch of stuff that you're working on. So we're going to create a new resource group called Godionak. All right. All right. So now that we've done that, I need to change this to something better. Godionak E. And I'm going to hit Create. And so what I'm doing right now is I am making a whole application for cats. And what I'm doing is I'm creating a space for them to live, right? Because the interesting thing about this, right, is I want to do something even more interesting than just build a stupid website, because we all know this is kind of a stupid website. So I'm going to do something more than that, and let me show you what it is that I actually have already done. So this is still refreshing. Same. It's all the, there we go. By the way, do you see right here, I already have the thing I built? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to my blobs here and show you what I've actually managed to do. But this is the kitty website that's currently up right now. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to delete all of them because they're ugly kitties. I'm just kidding. No, I'm actually on my way moving to Redmond. And so I'm not with my family a lot, and so they bought a kitty to replace me. And so that's what this is. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go over here to, let's see here. There's the kitties. And I'm going to take a couple of them, 1, 2, 3, 4. And I am just going to move them to my kitties folder here, copy here. By the way, if you want to go, you can actually look at this right now. There's no kitties right now because I deleted them. Right, I just moved them into my little kitties folder. You see that? And if you keep hitting refresh as the demonstration goes, you'll see what happens. It usually happens about every minute. So if it doesn't happen right away, it's okay. So if you're looking at this on your cell phone, it is responsive, and that's important.
Sorry.
I'm sick. All right, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to make a new website, a new Azure website. So I'm going to go to ASP Application, and I'm going to call it Web Application 2 because that's what all my new web applications are called. I'm going to hit OK. And notice that there's an interesting new dialogue if you're using the app service. We'll build one of these a little bit later if that's okay. But for now, we're going to start with an MVC application, okay? By the way, if I go back, maybe my service isn't working. Scary. All right, so I'll keep going back to that so you can see it. So I'm going to make a new Azure web app, right? And I'm going to select the app service plan, and I'm going to create a new app service plan in the Kotionok resource group, and we're going to call it something in Russian. All right. So that's the new app service plan, and we're going to call it Web Application 2. Okay, so I'm actually literally building a website right now. By the way, do you notice how one of these kitties just disappeared? Because you want to know where it went? What? How did that happen? Ooh, ooh. By the way, if you're looking at this on your cell phone, you'll notice that it actually changed. I'm not like faking it. Remember, this is the one I already built. I want you to see what it is that we're doing. Notice I just dropped a file into OneDrive. Oh, another one just disappeared. Did you see that? And you'll see that it's automatically refreshing it on the website. Yeah, this is the kitty that replaced me at home. I'm not very happy about this. All right, so the first thing we want to do is we want to build this website. And so I'm going to cheat, and I'm just going to build the website with kitties that I already have. So I'm going to go to content here, and I'm just going to drop some kitties in there. So let me go to the kitties here, and I am just going to control C, paste. The guy's taking pictures of me right now as we speak. This is crazy. And I'm going to go to home here. On index.html, and I'm just gonna make some changes here, if that's okay. I don't remember the code I'm supposed to put in there, but that's okay. I can cheat. Here it is. I'll do this. Control A, Control C, Control V. All right. And so now what I need to do is I just need to sort of drag some files in here. So let's call it, content? Content, there you go, oops, content.image, we'll do that one. Sorry, I'm sick. Content, and then we'll do the second one here, and then content, and we'll do the third one here. And notice that now I have made a website, I think, that is going to work. Don't enable. Very good. So notice I just made this website from scratch. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to publish it to Azure. Okay? And so we'll do that real quick. I should have named it something smarter than what I named it. That way you can go look at it. But it's Web Application 24592. So I'll hit next. I'm going to leave it as a debug and I'll hit publish. And so now I'm pushing this site that I just made directly up to Azure. In fact, if we go back to our Azure portal, you'll notice, let's go to Browse All, and let's go to my resource groups here, and notice that here's my Kotionok, and you can see that in there I have a couple of things already. I have my web app and then my storage account that I've built. Notice that I didn't, like, this is not fake. I'm actually making these things so you can take a look how easy it is. Remember, what's the part that programmers hate? We hate yak shaving, right? And this yak shaving, it's just a lot of work to set up the machine, to install IIS, to set up the storage, etc. And now here is this website that you can actually go to. If you go to web application 24592.azurewebsites.net, you'll see that this, just go ahead and just type it in right now. It's like someone's like furiously typing it in. So notice I just made a whole web application on the fly. How much time do I have? I have till when? Hold on, she's looking at Facebook. Give her a second.
I think you have about 30 minutes.
Oh, this is fantastic. All right, I have all sorts of time. That's wonderful. And so notice now that I've made this particular website. Okay, so now the goal is instead of actually like having the pictures up there, I want to build something that will suck them out of OneDrive. Because remember, the promise of Azure App Service is that you'll be able to integrate with the other stuff. Now, again, this is the part that might not work, and that's okay because it's preview, and we're okay with that. Preview is like when you come to my house and look under my bed, it's still dirty. and I'll clean it up when all the other guests come too. And so by build time, this should be ready to go, is my guess. All right, so now what I'm going to do is I am going to make a new logic app to start to pull data out of OneDrive and put it onto the website. Does that make sense? And so let me talk about logic apps for a second. So I'm going to go to logic apps, and I am going to make a new one. So go to new, and I'm going to go to logic app. And in the logic app, I am going to use the app service plan that I made, the one that has this Russian word. What does this Russian word mean? Oh, you guys aren't Russian? All right. Oh, I'm sorry, what does it mean? Seth is awesome? Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, fantastic. Oh, it doesn't? You don't know Russian?
No.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to make a new logic app, and I'm going to start to build this. Remember, we are making a website that lets me drop pictures into OneDrive. Like, I could drop pictures from here onto OneDrive, and it would go on the website. Right? And so that's the cool thing. All right, so let's make sure it's making it right now. So everyone cross your fingers. Great, now it's not going to work. You guys weren't crossing your fingers. Oh, no. what I'm going to do is remember, that's what happens when you people don't cross your fingers. I thought we had an agreement. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually go to the one that works, because you people didn't want to cross your fingers. And I'm going to start to explain what a logic app is. And it's kind of hard to talk about it without actually showing you what it is that it's doing. Once you get a sense for what's going on, it's pretty amazing. Like, for example, it just ran just a little bit ago. This is my time, by the way. I'm in West U.S. Coast time. And so it just ran just a little bit ago, and it did its thing, right? By the way, remember all the kitties that we had in this folder here? They're all gone, and they're all now here. You see that? They're all gone. And so every couple of minutes, every minute or so, it'll run. Right now, it's not running. It's saying, hey, I ran one and didn't do three because it didn't find any files, and it didn't do it. So let me show you what this looks like. So the most important thing when it comes to logic apps is thinking about triggers and actions. Have you guys seen this before? This is like really new. Really, really new. Remember how we had our web app, and that makes sense, and you have mobile apps, because we had that before and it made sense. API apps kind of make sense. It's like a glorified website with less cruft, less stuff. And so this is actually really new. This particular thing allows us, with a logic app, to put these things on here and chain events of stuff. So say, for example, you already have Oracle that has a bunch of data, or you already have a bunch of stuff in your data center that you want to pull and put into your new Azure apps. You can totally do that. So let me start and show you each one of these things. All right, number one. This is the first thing I dragged on, and it's this thing called a recurrence. And this recurrence says, I want you to do this every minute, for example. So if I were to drop another, let's see. Oh, these ones are cool too. So I'm going to drop these here. So every minute, it's going to do this. And then you have these things called connectors. And this is super interesting, because what a connector is it's an API. Do you understand the term API? It's like a web service that you can drop in into this. And so this API that I'm using is a OneDrive connector. So the question you might have is, well, what kind of stuff can I put in there? So every minute, it's gonna do this OneDrive connector, and it's going to list all of the files in the kitties folder path. Every minute. How do you build such a connector? Well, I'm glad you asked. Yes, thank you. I'm really glad you asked. There are tons of connectors that you can that are already built in that you can create. The one that I use. Let's see. Here's a bunch of them. Here. Oh, wow. Hey. there's tons of them already that are in here. So, for example, if you're a Dropbox user, you can add a Dropbox connector. When you make the API app and you drop that section on it, it's going to authorize it for you and take care of all the nitty-gritty stuff that you're going to do. There's file connectors. There's OneDrive. This is the one that I use, the OneDrive connector. If you use Salesforce or SAP, you can hook into SAP and pull data from SAP, push data into SAP. And so now this is like the best way to integrate anything with all your stuff on Azure. So there's this stuff right here. All right, so let's go back to my Logic app. And we'll give it a second. It's all the bits are coming all the way from the United States on a boat, and that's why it's so slow. Forgive it. So we'll go to All Settings here, Triggers and Actions again. And notice that I'm using the OneDrive connector. And the OneDrive connector says, give me all the files that are in the Kitty folder. Right? Here's the interesting thing also. The information that you get from each will flow to the next one. So if I were to do an edit here, notice that I can actually choose anything that comes from the previous sort of section. Right? So if you have a connector that returns X and Y, you're going to get X and Y. And the cool thing about it also is that it flows all the way to here. So all the way to every single... So now, remember how we had the list files stuff? Now we also have the get files stuff as well. And so everything flows over. And so you have this set of information that you can work with in a Logic app that flows from left to right. And it's pretty cool. All right, so I'm going to cancel this. And I'm going to show you one more thing, and then I'm going to get into this API app. Because the question that we'll get to is, what are these squares, and how do you make your own custom one? I showed you how to build one from the marketplace, but I'm going to show you how to build a custom one. So there's this other thing called a condition on where these things are going to fire. This thing, when I first built it, was throwing errors every minute. Why is that? Well, there was no pictures. There was no pictures for it, and so it couldn't get the first one. And so what you can do is you can add a condition on any piece of the Logic app to either go or not go. And notice in this case, I'm saying if the length of the body of the connector is greater than 0, then do this. There's a really interesting, and I don't know where the link is. I have it somewhere, and I can show you. There's a whole sort of documentation on how to actually do this. So we understand these connectors, right? Because these ones are sort of built in, and all you need to do is create a new one, and everything will be hooked up. But what I wanted to do is I wanted to build my own special one. Because it turns out that you can build your own API application to do anything. And what happens is, you can get the data from the previous connectors to flow into your API, and if there's any data that you return, that data will flow into the other one. All right, so let me show you what this project looks like. So let me go to open, project solution. Here's the kitties. There you go. Okay, so here's the API app that I built, and I want to show you how simple it is. To build one of these, by the way, and I'll just show you that here while I'm here. Same thing we did before. Instead, now you use an Azure API app, and you just sort of click that. I'm not going to do it right now. Uh-oh. It's mad at me. All right, so let me open the solution because I think I just closed it. And let me show you what the controller looks like. So remember, over here, there is this Kitty's API app. And notice that when I created it, it allows me to sort of put it right here, right? This is my own custom one. And so all I need to do is sort of drag it on. Oops, I added too many. Just drag it onto the surface. And notice that there is a bunch of methods that I can choose from. Those methods come from this controller. Right? These are all of the available options that we have. Right? And notice that they're even named exactly the same way. Right? There they are. I'm not gonna put these actions in because I don't need them. But notice that once I choose it, I can actually do something with it. And here's the interesting example here. Notice that I have this thing called post. Sorry. This thing called post. And the post allows me to push the cat from the previous connector into this thing right here. And notice it's really interesting code. It's really simple, though. I mean, I'm converting this because it passes the image as a string. And so I take the string and I make it a series of bytes and I push up the byte array. Really simple. And notice the interesting thing, if I go into F11 here. No, that's not what I wanted to do. Sorry. If I go into go to definition, F12, notice that there is a name and a content. And you can see here there is also a name and a content. Right? So now, she's putting up the 15-minute sign. So now you can see that, and then the last step I do is I delete the file out of there. So every minute it sucks in a file and then it deletes it, right? That's why you saw one just sort of disappear off there, and now you can see that this actually has a bunch of cats in there, right, as it goes. So what I did is I showed you three different things. I'm not going to show you mobile services because I didn't look at it long enough, to be honest, and we don't have time. But I showed you how to build a web app, right? And I showed you how to push it up. I showed you how to make a logic app, right? And a logic app has a series of connectors, which are just API apps. And then I showed you how to build your own custom API app that works inside of a logic app, right? And all of these things work together sort of really well. Okay, and then it makes this particular website. And notice that I could have built it all the way for you, but the problem was that it's not working quite yet all the way. And the reason why is because each connector is its own API app. Does that make sense? And so if OneDrive changes something, then that API app needs to be updated, right? Or for example, let's just say you have a legacy system that you want to work with. You create your own API app to talk to this legacy system, and now this legacy system can form part of this logic app. Okay. So that is all for that. All right. Here's a bunch of connectors. I noticed that I put this slide up, but it really wouldn't have made sense. These are all the things that you can put as steps in your logic app. Right, and that's the cool thing. So again, the app service is, we talked about web apps. I showed you how to build one. I showed you how to build a logic app. Obviously, it broke, and that's okay, because I built one before that you could see. And then I showed you an API app, how to make a new one. I didn't show you mobile apps, but the power with mobile apps is, with mobile apps, you can do push notifications along with a bunch of other mobile-type stuff that sort of empowers you to do more mobile type application. Like, it has its own backend storage, it allows for push notifications, etc. All right. So that's a good way to look at it. So I did the demo. So let me show you just in summary some of the stuff that we did. I built the web app here. I built a logic app, right, that used an API app that I built and the OneDrive app, OneDrive connector that I had. And then I had this idea of making a mobile app where I could take a picture of a cat and push it up, and that would work as well. All right, so let's talk a little bit more about web apps. The cool thing about web apps, and I use this all the time, is you can build your website, right, push it up to GitHub, for example. And what will happen is Azure websites will automatically read anytime you do a commit and redeploy. And you can do that with slots, etc. There's a cool thing about load balancing. You can auto load balance the thing. If it hits a certain CPU level, you can automatically split. So there's one of the cool things. A mobile app, these are some of the things you have with mobile apps. For example, web jobs with long-running tasks. You can do CI with GitHub, auto load balance, kind of the same thing you have with the other stuff. Logic apps is the new one. It allows you to think about your particular data in a series of steps, recurring steps, that you can integrate with anything, really. And that's cool. If it's available on the internet, or you can make it available on the internet, you can do it. All right. Here's some of the built-in connectors that we had. If you want to use Azure, if you have an MSDN account, you get $150 worth of free Azure. I have not hit my Azure. I'm using an MSDN subscription, and I haven't had to pay for Azure yet, even with all the crazy experiments that I do. And I do lots of experiments. And so get started. You can actually, I think there's a way to do that. If you go to azure.com, you can get started for free and try it out and play with it. I admonish you. Please go give it a try. All right. So build this next week. There's going to be some stuff there. I want to take your questions. I wanted to leave enough time for questions. Vaprosi, пожалуйста. What's that? How to create mobile apps. Okay, I'll show you. Now, I don't know enough about mobile apps, but I can show you how to create them on the Azure app. So if you go to Web plus Mobile, the question is, how do you create a mobile app? You click on this, and you hit OK. Are you looking
name?
For more? What's that? Do you want me to hit it? Here, I'm going to put it in our Russian app service plan. There it is. Oh, I can't. There's something wrong with it. I must have put it in the wrong place, and that's why it's not working. So, like, I can create a new mobile app here, and I'll name it something in Russian. And then I'll hit. Let's see. Anything else that I need? No. When you create this, you also need to create a database with it. And so you have to create a database. So I'll hit OK here, and now I can hit Create. And now that's really it. And so the question is, there's a difference between creating a mobile app, the actual app that's on your phone, and creating the back end for that app. Right? What you're doing on Azure is you're creating the back end.
Okay, I understand you.
Yeah, so if you want to build a mobile app, you do something like Xamarin or some kind of Apache Cordova type thing. But that say you're using Xamarin. Xamarin will have a way to call into Azure App Services, and there's already a bunch of sort of C# code that you can sort of prepackage pull to use the data that comes back and forth.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Yes, a question up here. Is it a hard question, though?
Okay, I don't know if it's a hard question, but I don't know if you do like security problems for Azure, but to show how badass your Azure is, I want to ask you what is happening on the security stage out there.
The question is about security on Azure. We have dedicated people looking at security all the time. In fact, there is a gentleman by the name of Barry Dorans, who's probably one of the world experts in security. His primary job is to break stuff, to go in there and figure out what's secure and what's not secure. The problem becomes is that if you do stuff within sort of, if you set it up the way we tell you to set it up, it's probably secure, but like it's code, right? So there's stuff that you can do to make things secure as well. So for example, if you have something that stores passwords, make sure you use some kind of SHA-1 hash to save passwords. Never save passwords. Another thing is, if you have sensitive information, you should probably use SSL. Right? That stuff is, for example, if I want to make sure I look at kitties in a secure way, notice I just do HTTPS, and notice that we already have that set up for you. Right? If you want to have your own domain, you have to get your own cert, and then that cert needs to be verified and uploaded into Azure. And notice that, for example, now we can work on this stuff securely, and the identity has been verified, Microsoft, right? And so we already have stuff in there that's supposed to help you be more secure, but again, it's totally up to you. If you want to know more about security, there's something called the OWASP Top 10. You need to go and learn about every one of these things and make sure that you're not doing them, because we can't protect you from stuff that you don't do. So let me see. Here's the top 10 for 2013. Oh, that's some fast internet. This shows you all of the bugs that most people had. It's sort of like a survey of the top security problems that all websites have had, and you just need to go through and make sure you're not doing these. Like, for example, SQL injection is a problem. Don't do that. I've taken down stuff with SQL injection. All right, any other questions? Yes, I have been working out, so that's why I look really strong. I do push-ups. Thank you for asking. Any other questions? All right, thank you for coming. Before you go, they told me to tell you that we're going to meet all downstairs to take a picture. Is that right? Did I say that right? So everyone go downstairs, and we're going to take a picture with all the attendees. Thanks so much for coming and spending some time with me. We'll see you next time.